Support for KYUK's Talk Line is provided by Vitus Marine, a local crew happy to fuel you. Find out more at BethelFuel.com.
Talk Line is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talk Line may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or board of directors.
Express yourself. Talk Line. Oh, there we go. Oh, sorry. Hello, welcome everyone to Talk Line. Grady.
Oh, my goodness.
Get up on this now. All right, so today is Friday, and we're ready, willing, and able to take your calls from the Bethel region, the YK Delta, Alaska, the nation. All right, I think we have our first caller, John Nick. Good morning, John.
First come, first serve. Oh,
finally. Okay. We're back
anyway,
on track.
I have something to talk about this morning.
Yes.
I was going to go to Anchorage for my birthday on May the 4th. Mm-hmm. And my birthday is on the 5th, but I was going to go over there to spend time with my relatives. I thought that by they used to be like the little times you go up here and make a reservation, you buy your tickets here at the corner. Nowadays, you have to do it online. Is what I got the information on. I don't know. I think that's wrong because a lot of the people around here don't have computers and don't have cell phones because they cost a lot of money to buy some of that the electronic stuff like that. And they were doing real good when you went up there. You paid cash. You never got to run around. You got your reservations paid and you paid cash. This town is where a lot of people don't have credit. They use cash as an economy because a lot of people don't have the debit card and all that because some people can't afford all these electronic things that they have here, like even a cell phone. They're expensive.
Right.
So I feel they should go back to the old system where you can buy a ticket and make a reservation and leave without having to look on the computer and all that stuff, you know. You know what I mean? Hello?
Oh, yeah. No, I'm there. I'm just listening. Yeah. No, you're right. Yeah. That can be a challenge for people. Oh, what happened? Oh, did you do that? Oh, okay. Oh, sorry. Oh, good morning, Bev Hoffman. Welcome to Talk Line.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Hi. It's been a while since I called. But, you know, I just, the weather, COVID, loved ones passing, it's been so stressful and really hard on too many. Mm. And as we have the longer days and, you know, we look forward to spring and the birds coming back and fishing, I just want to encourage folks to find joy in little things. You know, for me it's a smile, a hug for my adult kids, a beautiful sunset, cribbage, music, doing something good, and, you know, a lot of different things that I'm always working on my imperfect self, trying to put the best foot forward. And I say this because of the fact that it's been a struggle, you know, Diane. We, you know, should always work on trying to be our best selves. But the other thing, you know, I wanted to talk about is the hope of recovery for those struggling with whatever addiction is slowing that joy and purpose. And this morning I want to talk about the issue of the sugar addiction and the proposed City of Bethel excise tax on sugary beverages. The billion-dollar industry is, you know, you see the flyers in our boxes. They're putting a lot of money out there to scare folks into opposing it. And if you look up Odom, O-D-O-M, Corporation, it's a family, and they're rich because of pushing sugary beverages. And, you know, whether people agree with me or agree with the excise tax or not, I'm glad we're talking about it because if you look at your own mouth or your children's mouth, my mouth is filled with fillings. I still have my teeth, but it's because of the introduction of soda puffs, Tang, Kool-Aids to us as babies here. And Diane, the billion-dollar industry should not be scaring us with the increase on the cost of their pushing this addiction. They should eat it, but they won't because of the almighty dollar. And it's not just tooth decay. It's obesity, it's heart disease, it's diabetes that's costing lives and millions of dollars spent on our health issues. And I don't know, all that being said, yeah, let's keep talking about it. Should it go to the vote of the people? Maybe. But be assured, industry like Odom will fight it. They'll scare folks instead of working on trying to help improve our health. And that's what bothers me, is what they're doing right now. But that's my thoughts on this beautiful morning. And I want to encourage people to travel with care. We do have more snow coming. It looks like one more big dumping of snow over the weekend, and then the big melt starts. So take care, friends out there, and, give somebody a big smile today.
All right. Thank you, Beth,
That's
very
it,
much.
Joy.
Yeah, thank you. And I think we're going back to John, right? Good morning, John.
Hi.
Hey.
Did you get my last caption I was talking about?
No, I think it hung up for some reason. Yes, hello?
Hello.
Hi, John. You're on the air.
Hello.
He doesn't. John, do you hear me?
Hello, yeah.
Okay, you're on the air.
Oh, okay. I was wondering, did you hear my last caption I was talking about?
I don't know, because I think that you cut off before
you
did. Yeah,
okay.
Go ahead.
Anyway, I was talking about the airlines. You know, in the past, where you couldn't go up and make reservations and buy a ticket, nowadays you have to go on the computer, and I was saying a lot of people don't have computers or cell phones. And I think they should go back to the routine of we're so remote that they should leave these urban areas within the dialect they have now where we can go up and buy tickets and reserve a ride, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Or instead of going on a computer, a lot of the computers and the cell phones are really expensive. And I'm thinking about the villages that don't have these instruments, you know what I mean? They have to rely on somebody else like I did on my fair. I wanted to go over on the 4th for my birthday on the 5th, going to Wasilla. I had to have my relatives buy me a ticket because I do cash only. And a lot of the remote places do cash only because they don't have the necessary amount to buy things like a computer and a cell phone. You know what I mean? And I think they'll make a lot more money by doing that. They should leave the remote alone till they get established where you can all be communicated through computers when people can afford them.
Mm-hmm.
And as it is now, I think they're losing money because people like me would get frustrated, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
And they should go back to the old system within the remote areas and stick with it till we reestablish and then go with the big city dialogue, the urban area. Like using the system they have now. You know what I mean by that?
Mm-hmm.
And I'm sure help a lot of people. I hope we have more input on it. And it'd be a lot better, I think. That's my rig today. Anyway, I hope everyone has a good day. I'm glad I got back online. And please, like Beverly was saying, use your common sense. Drive with a companion. And make sure you dress adequately because the weather changes so fast. You got to have rain gear. It might sound funny, but it should be nice to have rain gear where you have dry clothes. You know what I mean? If it happens to change. And don't drink and drive. Use common sense. Watch out when you're driving. It's real slippery, too.
Yeah.
Play on it, Dad.
All right. Thank you.
I'm glad I got back on.
Yeah, me too.
Okay. Bye.
Hey,
Grady, did we have a technical difficulty?
I did. I had a couple of technical difficulties.
Oh.
As usual, my fingers.
Was Bev Hoffman's call transferred? Was it on there?
Yes. Absolutely.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, we're all good. Father Rich is on to go. I just wanted to comment. You know, I agree with that last caller, just to say my own opinion. You know, the dang fees on the airlines when you want to book the tickets. You gotta call them. I need their help. And they want to charge me $15.
Okay, anyway. Steady. You man the board all there, right. Buddy. All right, who's next?
Father Rich.
Oh, Father Rich. Good morning. Welcome to Talkline, Father.
Good morning, Diane.
Good morning.
Thank you. Mm-hmm. Listen, Diane, I just am very happy to announce that beginning this Sunday, April 11th, Immaculate Conception Catholic Church will be resuming our in-person masses.
Oh.
At our regular Mass times, which are 8:30 and 10 a.m. on Sunday mornings. So, and we are still limited to 50 people. And so if people who would like to attend Mass, if they could call Susan Murphy and get their names placed on the Mass sign-up sheet, they can call Susan at 545-2098. 545-2098, mm-hmm. Susan Murphy. So that's to get their name on the Mass sign-up sheet. We'll still be practicing our social distancing at Mass, and we'll still be asking folks to wear their masks. And so we'll be keeping 6 feet apart. And but members of the same household, of course, they can sit together in the pews, and they can be closer than the 6 feet, but people not in the same household would still be keeping that six feet of social distancing. And so that's the happy announcement, and we are delighted to be returning to our in-person services.
Okay, that's nice. Okay, thank you for calling and letting people know. And they have to, people will wear masks in the for Mass.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yes.
Uh-huh. Say that five times really fast. Masking for Mass. Masking for Mass. Okay. Yes. All right. Well,
Diane,
thank you.
Thanks so much.
Thank you. You're welcome. Have a good day.
Have a great day.
Okay. Bye. Hello. Hello. Uh oh. I guess we're excuse me. I guess we're having a slight technical difficulty. Grady, do we have a caller? Perhaps not. I'm going to go to...
I don't know what's going on with the phone lines. They're just ringing, and then when I pick up the calls, they're going do-do-do-do.
Okay. So we have a few emails that have come in, so I'll go ahead and I guess go to an email. Okay, so just a reminder, when you email in, if you have a particularly long email, that's a little bit difficult to read on air, so just be thoughtful about that if you could. And I have one long email here, I'll read that a little bit. Maybe a little bit later. Okay. So, I have an email here. Let's see. I can't tell if the email I got was for the radio or not. I'm sorry. Or whether it was to the station. So, it's you have to put read on talk line or something so that I can know for sure. All right. So, do we don't have callers, Grady? I don't know. Okay, so anyway, I'm sorry, we're having a blizzard of difficulty within our station today. So bear with us. We have Riley from Nebraska. Okay, and Grady, you can type them up on this Google Doc. Thanks. All right, Riley, welcome to the show.
Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning.
This is Denise.
Denise
Riley Alexi.
Denise, right. Okay, yep.
I'm just calling because I just got wind that there is going to be nearly 35% funding cut for agencies that serve victims of violent crime.
Yeah.
And this is they get federal funding from the Victims of Crime Act. And TWC in Bethel will get impacted too. But I use services from the Victims for Justice Agency in Anchorage. I had lost a sister and a mother to murder. And I'm just calling to invite everybody who uses the services from anywhere in Alaska, or if you know anybody who uses these services, you know, call, get a hold of Lisa Murkowski, Dan Sullivan, and Congressman Don Young. I emailed Tiffany Zolkowski this morning, and she got me the information to get a hold of them. So anybody who uses these services, please call, voice your concerns.
Okay. Yes, that was a big potential cut that's coming. It also impacts the Emonic Women's Shelter as well.
Mm-hmm. That's all I had to say, so good morning.
Thank you, Denise. Really appreciate you calling in with that.
Bye.
Okay, I'm going to give out the numbers real quick. They're 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954. And you can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. Sometimes when the show is particularly busy, I may not get to every email that comes in. I try then to read them the following week. I have to scroll through the master list and do that. So my apologies. If at some point you've sent an email, there's a lot to juggle on the show. We have calls coming in and numbers and other things that have to be read, as well as the volume sometimes of the emails. So appreciate your patience. And if your email didn't get read, feel free to resend it, and I will, you know, look for it and, you know, try to make sure that's read. So Grady, all's well. We have to like shovel a walkway to you, right? Because it's just there's just a lot going on here. All right, so we're gonna have Willie from Bethel. Okay, thank you, Willie.
It was my upper. He would have been 104 today. His name was Chief Eddie Hoffman. Chief Eddie Hoffman. Thank you.
Oh, wow. 100. Oh, wow. Okay. Thank you for that. So it's Chief Eddie Hoffman's birthday today.
Yeah. Okay. He was born in 1917.
1917. Wow. Okay. Yeah. Imagine all the things he saw in the decades of his life.
Yeah.
Kind of changes and everything that must have gone on in Bethel.
Yep. So. Well, thank you very much.
You're welcome. Thank you. Okay. Grady, are you simmered down over there?
No.
You're all in a tiz. Is there some difficulty we should let listeners know?
Aside from my own ineptitudes, there are a couple of small problems this morning. There was a phone thing.
Okay.
There was something with the phone thing.
Yep.
I don't know what that is. It doesn't seem to be an issue now.
Yeah.
I do want to remind callers, you know, when you do call, you want to call all the numbers, because if someone's on one of those lines, you won't hear a busy signal. You'll just ring and ring and ring, so
right.
All the numbers.
And then you'll think, why aren't they picking up? Mm-hmm. Why aren't they taking my call? But it's our system. Okay, so I have someone has sent in a poem that I was going to read. And it's the poem that they sent. They're sending this in anonymously. And the poem goes like this. From ashes come beauty. To realize that some things in life are gone, the failed relationships, let go the disappointments. Let go, you are growing, ready to turn old pages and replace them with new pages. We were lost in the fire. Some stay lost in the flames. Others choose to be built by the flame. The beauty that comes from the ashes. To regain the hope that you lost, to let go the regrets, the anxieties, allows you to rise up the beauty you gain from the flames. The light that shines no longer in the smoke of the flame, the colors that shine like the rainbow that comes after the rain, don't allow the rain that extinguished the flames drown you. It stopped raining. Look up and see the rainbow. Beautiful. Wow. I just thank you so much, person who will remain anonymous, for sending in a poem. And if anyone else, you know, has a poem they'd like read on the air, or you'd like to call in and read a poem that you've written,
That would be lovely. All right, we're going to go to Victoria from Bethel. Good morning, Victoria. You're
good
on
morning.
The air. Good morning.
Good morning, everyone. I'd just like to say that it's Sexual Assault Month. Wear the color teal or turquoise. Please stay safe out there. 1 in 5 women get sexually assaulted. You'd be surprised. Very little people in the room, you don't even know they could have been sexually assaulted. That means there's a very high number of sexual assault within Bethel, within Alaska period. Alaska Native women suffer the highest rate of sexual assault in the country. This is a very big deal, and it's a very big issue. And I just want to say, those who come forward and say, I've been raped, I've been sexually assaulted, you are brave, you are strong, keep going, keep screaming, keep going and keep saying that. You're standing up. When you stand up for yourself, you're standing up for all the other women who are too scared to come forward. And they're too scared to come forward because of all the victim shaming. And all the victim shaming needs to stop. This is 2021. We are women. We're still fighting for our rights. That's all I have to say. Everybody stay safe. I hope everyone had a good Easter. Wear turquoise. Happy April. Bye.
Thank you very much, Victoria. Very important. Tim from Bethel. Good morning, Tim. Welcome to Talkline.
Hi, good morning, Anna.
Oh, good morning. Yes, hello.
Yeah, been a while since I've been on this forum.
Yeah.
But really appreciate the ability to get the word out if not for various other people. But I was listening to the radio this morning. I can't remember if it was coffee or another show, but they were talking about the salmon size declines.
Yep.
That are happening all across the state. If you look at pre-AFA, American Fisheries Act, when the Bering Sea fishery and the Gulf of Alaska fishery became an American fishery out to 200 miles, during that time, there were a lot of bycatch of salmon. You know, it just amounted to millions and millions. But there were very few foreign vessels out there. And now we have in the Bering Sea alone probably over 100 vessels out there trawling both midwater and bottom trawling. And the experts were saying that some of this is attributed to the big salmon not returning is attributed to predation by salmon, sharks, and other fish that or sea species that prey on salmon. But I just like to focus on the trawlers. When they focus on trying to get the pollock, they're doing midwater trawling, and that's where most of the incidental or the bycatch is occurring. But they also waste a whole bunch of other non-target species. And and I believe that the salmon feed are likely within that waste, because once they die, they throw them overboard and they sink to the bottom of the sea, and they're not accessible by our salmon anymore. I believe that there's a huge codependence on each other, on various sea creatures and sea plants and whatnot, that contributes to the diet of our salmon. And once that gets disturbed, it can have a really huge impact on the survivability of our salmon, all of our salmon species. You know, we're starting to see a decline in our chum salmon. We've seen declines in our silver salmon and really obviously our Chinook salmon. And there's got to be maybe a study of some sort to determine those impacts, not only the bycatch, but also the codependence on each other's out there in the Bering Sea and Gulf of Alaska ecosystems. Hopefully and prayerfully, one of these days we'll see a turnaround and also see a realization by the trawl fishery and the North Pacific Fishery Management Council that all the actions that are being taken out there are affecting people
mm-hmm.
and their cultures and traditions that were before statehood and before this country was even created.
Right. Well, yeah. I suspect they are aware of that, but there's a lot of money to be made with those trawlers, so it's going to continue to take a lot of pressure probably to make changes in that.
Yeah, it's over $1 billion fishery out there.
Yeah.
And the vessels, you know, $100 million a piece on average.
Wow.
So it's a big corporate fishery that's happening out there, and money has a lot of influence on both state and federal legislators and congressmen and boards and scientists and whatnot. And, you know, for us little people, we just have a small, very, very small, you know, in comparison to the trawl fishery, a very small subsistence fishery.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't have any money into it, but it does cost us a lot of cost us a lot of non-monetary related issues.
Just I was going to let you know there's just a few seconds left.
Oh, okay.
Of the 5 minutes.
Yeah, but I just thought I'd put the word out there that, you know, there's other issues that need to be addressed, not only predation, but also, and the bycatch, but also the codependency of various species and plants and whatnot that are out in our Bering Sea and Gulf of Alaska.
Yes.
That may be affected.
Yes.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you very much, and I hope and pray that everybody have a safe and a great weekend. And as we go along the sprinkler.
Yeah. That's a sprinkler. Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Tim. All right. We're going to go to Steve and Alexi from Nebaskiak.
Yeah. Good morning.
Good morning.
Steve and Alexi.
Good morning.
John, Nick's comments about, you know, everybody in the YK Delta probably has a cell phone or two, which are smartphones. And if they can't make reservations, they should ask family for help regards to that. And then I thank Beth Hoffman for bringing up the sugary tax in Bethel,
mm-hmm.
because any kind of addiction is, you know, hard to give up. We quit buying pop a long time ago, and it's helped our family.
Oh, okay.
Save $30. You know, we used to put that 36 pack from Corina's case lot.
Mm-hmm.
$40 every week, and we were able to save that much more money in a month.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, just wishing everybody a happy Friday. With all this abundance of snow we're finally getting this, I think for the last 15 years at least. I remember growing up, we used to have this much snow, maybe more than what we had.
Oh,
so
wow.
So I'm happy for all this snow. One more thing, maybe, thank Naplimute for taking care of the river all winter tirelessly.
Wow, yes.
So, you know, they kept the rivers open, even went on rescue missions on a blizzard day. Thank them for all the job they did all winter.
Yes.
And keeping the rivers open. And those people going, you know, to the Manap area down there by Johnson should be grateful, because a lot of them probably got their quota for. And then summer season's coming. We need to prepare for how fishing is going to be, and if fishing is going to be closed, I recommend whoever's managing, you know, to even close non-tributaries, because a lot of people go down to those rivers and fish, and they catch king. And, you know, the last 15 years, we've been trying to conserve king. You know, there are other places to fish, even when they open.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, thank you.
Bye. All right. Thank you very much, Stephen. All right. We're going to go to a short break, as we do every half hour of the show. And this is Diane McGachran, and you're listening to Talk Line on 640 AM KYUK.
Protecting the environment and growing the YK region's economy are both important. Donlin Gold is working with the community to develop the land and its resources while supporting the region's subsistence way of life. More about the project at donlingold.com.
There is good news across Indian country. Our elders and relatives are getting vaccinated to protect their communities and to remain resilient Indigenous peoples. Are you a part of the Vaccination Nation? The COVID-19 vaccine is safe and effective in protecting you and others. Learn more about vaccines at cdc.gov. This message is brought to you by this station and Native Public Media.
Awatam takam kaka tali challah kat naulah kat kuih pim kuskuk pim tu awatini tamag magah chakal gayuk. Tanlin goldam challis kut kai nunat challak suku nuna akyuk chungal gayt su nunami challi jingu maluku nunam tni nang naksak nunam. Nasun gayt nakskit makunuk challan kuih tau tuani. Tanlingold.com.
Bethel Native Corporation shareholder ani BNC annual meeting achukut makinuk kai. Anutit atau jimi cali maik pak computer atun koyuk cekut. BNC praksi ji biugai koyuk pailgumang. Cucuk lingai tut koyuk skuning daum tuyu kakakawan praksin khasu computer akun toyuk lukuhwani. BNCvote.com. Praksit akuhtu mahkawut teng mirvik 30, 5 p.m. mami nakum mahkawkunang. BNC biugai praksi ji khwani khwa. Koyuk pailgumang 2021 virtual annual meeting army. Unagingulang kutukwakan Bethel Native Corporation.
Hi, I'm Leanne Hansen. We know that you can't be everywhere, but we can. Our reporters travel the world to follow the stories that matter most to you. And on Sunday mornings, we give you time to reflect on the information they provide. So come with us here, there, and everywhere on Weekend Edition from NPR News.
Everyone, welcome back. We have a caller that we'll go ahead and put on. I think it's Harry. Oh, sorry, yes. Oh, Carrie. Not Harry. Carrie. Hi, Carrie.
Hi, Diane.
Oh,
brace yourself.
It's that Carrie.
Yeah, so I'm glad you took a break before you took my call.
I'm rested and ready. Bring it.
Okay. Well, just a couple of announcements. We do have the USDA produce boxes. We're going to have that pickup point on Second Road, Asha House, at Asha on in housing. And the, like the drive-throughs to people's courtyards where they live, we ask people not to block that area, just so that way if people do need to get to their house or from their house, you know, then they have that roadway to come in and out of. And then also next month with Mother's Day, we are going to be taking Mother's Day cards to put in the food boxes. So if anybody's interested in, you know, participating in that or making a card to put in the box, then they can call for or call the food bank number, which is 545-5043. And I think that's kind of pretty much it, or that's all that I had to.
Oh, so you're still going to do where people can, their kids can make cards or they can make cards and put them in the boxes? Like you did, this was, I remember you did it at Valentine's Day, but you're going to continue?
Yeah, continue, and it will be for
Mother's Day. That's a really nice thing.
Day.
Oh, right, Mother's Day, okay.
Yeah.
There's always a holiday to celebrate.
Always something to look forward to.
Yes. Okay, good. Well, thanks, Carrie.
All right, you have a good weekend.
That wasn't so bad. That was very easy.
That wasn't bad at all.
No, no. Okay. Smooth sailing. Have a great day.
You too. Bye.
Okay, bye. All right. I have, okay, so I have an email that I'm going to read. I wasn't sure if it was an email to the station or to be read, but I think it's to be read on air. Okay. And the email goes like this. I am sending this to you at the beginning of the show so that there is no question of your running out of time to read it. I'm sending this email mainly to see if, unlike my email last Friday, it will get read. There was plenty of time to read my email last week. Indeed, after I sent it, you entertained a regular with their second call of the morning. That email was not, in my opinion, offensive. But since it didn't make the cut, and you didn't respond to the email that I sent to you after the show, I have no idea of what might be acceptable to you and or your staff. You encourage listeners to send emails. I believe that you have an obligation to those listeners to explain what criteria that you and the KYUK staff use for sorting the wheat from the chaff. By the way, the KYUK broadcasts are still suffering from extreme volume excursions, and they seem to be getting worse. Bob in Bethel. Yes, so last week, I referenced that in the beginning of the show. Last week, there were a lot of calls, one after another. We do tend to try to get the calls and then put an email in between when we don't have any callers, and that just didn't happen so often last week. And usually what I do is I try then to read the email. I have it saved, and it's usually up and ready for me to read the next week if I happen to have missed it. Now, today, because I opened this email, I lost the email that was done last week, and I'll scroll through and find it. There was no censorship. There wasn't any problem with the email. We haven't had that kind of issue, and so really it was simply ran out of time, and there were just, you know, because of the volume of callers and other emails that had come in previous to that one. And I really apologize. Like you say in your email, we do encourage people to email, and we welcome them, and we have no problem reading them on air. Sometimes we're juggling a lot of different things here. So I will scroll through and look for that previous email, and if you're listening, if you would resend it, that would be great, because I put a search engine in and I can't seem to find it. So anyway, that is a little techno for you. I believe we have Tom from Chelista. Good morning, Tom. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. How's everything going with the technical burbles?
Oh, my gosh. We're calling it a technical blizzard today, just to be in sync with our weather warning that we have later today for another blizzard coming in. So, yeah, how are you guys doing there? Aren't you guys having some weather stuff in Anchorage?
Yes, yeah, we're having wind chills down to negative 25.
Yes.
So it's definitely cooled down. April in Alaska, gotta love it.
Yes, I think somebody called it Sprinkter. An earlier caller. Anyway, little spring-winter weather. So let me just guess again, as I've done once before. I think, and I could be wrong, telepathic powers here, I think you're calling about Calista.
You know, you've got a second career going here.
Oh,
I see. Great income for you.
I am good at this. Yes. I won't tell you what else I'm discerning about what's going to happen today for you. I'll just keep that to myself. But go ahead with Calista.
Great. Well, thank you. I just want to remind shareholders of some options to connect with us while our offices are still closed. Mm. MyCalista.com, it's available 24 hours a day. It hasn't had any technical burbles that I'm aware of.
It's
It's been fully operational. You can sign in, update your address, check your dividend status, even create a form that confirms you're a shareholder if you need something like that for when you're applying for any services. So MyCalista.com is really easy to use, very low bandwidth, very quick. You can even do it on your phone. I've heard a couple times this morning about concern about people who don't have phones, and that's very valid. But what we've noticed with our new shareholders that have enrolled is we're now at the point where about 90% of them have email addresses, and most of them have cell phones. But there are people without cell phones, and that's just fine. If you need to call us, you can reach us at 275-2801. You might want to start using 907 because in October, it's going to change for the whole state, and you have to do the area code first. So 907-275-2801 or MyCalista.com. Hmm. So just wanted to share that information with shareholders, and I hope everyone continues to be safe. And if you haven't gotten vaccinated and you have questions, please talk to a healthcare professional, somebody who has the facts and the data on it. I've had both myself. Got my second shot in early February. Feeling great.
Oh, yeah, okay. You sound fine. You don't sound like anything weird has happened to you from your vaccination.
Yeah. I was reading about one concern that there were, you know, nanobots in the vaccine, and my dancing has not improved. So I think that shows that, you know, I haven't turned into a cyborg or anything like that.
Okay. Good thing. All right. Awesome. Okay.
All right. Well, great. Well, I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Yeah. Okay, Tom. Thank you for calling.
Oh,
good morning. All right, we're going to go to Sunny from Bethel. Good morning, Sunny.
Long time no hear, Diane.
That's right. How are you?
Pretty much still going through some pain.
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
But, yeah, today would have been his 16th birthday.
Oh. I'm sorry about that.
But I just wanted to call and say hi to you because no one heard me for a long time, and I just wanted to say hi.
I'm so glad you did, and I'm sure that we all can understand when people are in pain, and nothing but compassion for you right now, okay?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I guess starting Monday, I might be going back to ONC doing the elder food delivery.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. And if I have any updates, I'm sure I'll call the talk line.
Okay, good. I hope you will. All right.
Well, nice to hear you.
Nice to hear you, too. And I really, may you have a really peaceful and nice day, even as you are grieving.
You as well.
All right. Take care.
Bye.
Okay, bye. All right, we're going to go to Sophie in Bethel. Good morning, Sophie.
Good morning. This is Sophie Swope with ONC.
Mm-hmm.
I just want to say good morning, everyone. I hope you're having a wonderful day so far. I have a friendly reminder for Bethel ONC tribal members regarding voting. Bethel members can cast your vote with the ballots that were received in the mail. You can mail your sealed ballot back to ONC or hand deliver them to our office. The voting deadline is set for Friday, April 23rd at 5 p.m., and I'm really stressing this. Please ensure you vote, as ballots will be used to establish quorum for our annual meeting. And focusing on all tribal members, our annual meeting will be Saturday, April 24th at 11 a.m. I really encourage you to register. The link has been posted to our website, nativecouncil.org, as well as our Facebook page. So if you need any help registering or have any questions, you can contact me, Sophie Swope, at 907-543-0501. Thank you for your time.
Okay, good. Well, thank you for that announcement. Feel free to. Yeah, thank you.
All right. Thank you. Have a good day. Bye-bye.
Thanks, you too. Okay. Has the storm kind of lessened, Grady, over there, the blizzard of the booth? Okay. So we have open lines. Now, I have a long email here. I may not read through all of it. What I might do is read it in parts. It's regarding the proposed excise tax on certain sugary beverages, not all beverages, but sugary ones. So I'm going to begin reading that, and then when we get a call in, I may stop and get back to it later in the show. Okay, the email goes like this. Good morning. I am hoping that this can be read during the Talkline show today and listed. Okay, thank you. There is a lot of talk currently about the sugary drink tax that was proposed to the Bethel City Council by the Parks and Recs Committee. Most of this talk is stemming from lies spread by the Beverage Association that say that this tax will increase the cost of groceries, make Bethel even more unaffordable, and cause harm to local stores. This is simply not true. Let's take a look at why the Beverage Association is involved. The why is simply this. They make money by getting people addicted to sugary drinks, and they are worried that if this tax works, which it will, people will stop drinking as many sugary drinks, and they will lose a lot of money. They do not care about you. They care about money. Alternatively, look at who has come out in support of the sugary drink tax, the American Heart Association and the American Cancer Society. Let's look at why they are involved. They care about the health of our people. They notice the awful impacts that sugary drinks have on people. Heart disease, cancer, obesity, diabetes, tooth decay, cavities. The list goes on, and they want to stop this. They want us to choose to drink less sugary beverages to improve our health. Now, there is a worthwhile cause. I'll go ahead and read another paragraph here, and then if we get a call in, I will stop. Okay, Grady will let me know. So let's look at, I'm going to continue reading the email now. So let's look at the lies that the Beverage Association is pouring into our community in hopes of getting us to continue to buy their products. The first is that this is a grocery tax. It is not. It is a tax on sugary beverages. Beverages that have no nutrients or health benefits, just sugar. The cost of your groceries is not increasing because soda and other sugary beverages are not groceries. The second is that this tax is going to make Bethel more unaffordable. Bethel is already unaffordable. This is on AC Swanson's and the other stores that gouge up our prices during a pandemic so they can make more money. That is on the fact that prices naturally rise annually anyhow, without any kind of outside intervention like the implementation of taxes. And finally, the Beverage Association says that this is going to hurt stores and lead to job loss. Research proves that this is incorrect. Just because your pop is a little more expensive does not mean you're going to stop buying food from AC. The stores will be just fine. Last big paragraph. It was hard when you have a long email. I'm taking a timeout from the email, Grady, and then I'll get back to it.
You should, and there's another reason why, because it's important that people know that it's an email or emailing in, and that this isn't, you're just reading, you know.
Yes, it's not Diane McGachran. So I try to read it in a little more formal way so people can tell. But anyway, last paragraph. And this is regarding the sugar tax. And the email goes like this. The other big argument the Beverage Association would like you to believe is that this is a regressive tax that hurts already struggling low-income families. You know what actually hurts those families? The higher-than-average rates of all diseases associated with the consumption of sugary drinks. If you look at the health statistics, low-income and minority populations suffer many of the leading health diseases from diabetes to heart disease and most things in between at rates far higher than other populations. This is a problem. A sugary drink tax is part of the solution. Please email your council members and let them know that you are in support of building a healthier Bethel. Not convinced? Check out the statistics on buildahealthierbethel.org and let your council members know that you support this tax. So that website, if you want to check out more information, is I keep thinking of other slogans, political slogans. Anyway, buildahealthierbethel.org. Okay. Thank you for your email, and we're going to go to a caller, Chico. Good morning, Chico. Welcome to Talkline.
Yes, woo. Good morning. Mm-hmm. People says good morning to our YK Delta. All right, good morning.
All right, good morning. Thank you. Okay, it's always nice to get our good morning call from GVAC. All right, so I think we have another caller. Cesari, welcome to the show, Cesari.
Yeah, good morning. Hey, you know that regarding that email about the sugar and this thing. Always somebody try to regulate everybody's life. You know, and punish next thing be fat food regulation, and next thing what? What they make it... The city have more money would ever get in the lifetime. They're getting from Amazon, eBay, or whatever. They're getting, you order any ports from Anchorage, the taxi you up, and alcohol, and marijuana. And why they're sticking out somebody, the drifters, what I tell them, and come to Bethel and try regulate it. Drinks. If it's about the money, okay. And the health, why they close up swimming pool? I don't give crap yet anymore about swimming rec center. They close up for those who are looking for help. Would they improve the healthy life to build up immune system? They close up for that. But they worry about the sugar, okay? They close up. You say, oh, no, this prevent diabetes, that prevent obesity. We'll tax you, share out of there. And close up for people who not get vaccine, health center. That's sick thinking in there. You know, there was a congratulation to those villages, two of them, where they get first place in the state. Basketball. They found a way to stay away from rules and dictators by the YK. They train, they succeed, and congratulating him to them, even though it was hard. And they don't affect the village life. And you hear our better kids going 1-2 days to school a week. The leaders, the separation, no sport, no. Those kids more suffer from sitting in home and depression and those oldest ones, they're probably turning to the drugs and alcohol. They don't have so much time and losing the friends because never see them, never talk to them. It's ridiculous. And now they figure out that we're going to vaccinate all of them. The young fellas have been talking all this time. The virus will not affect the passing, even they don't know it. And now they try ruin the immune system to the vaccine. Today on this Yahoo's news and website, Johnson & Johnson, they have a whole bunch of advert reaction for Johnson & Johnson. What we have really in here, you know, there is Sackville, North Carolina, there was 26 people, six whole bunch of admitting to hospital. We don't know. These kids no needed that. They really, the YK really ruined our life in here because everyone, they have grandkids and kids don't even join to go and watch the sport and is proud from the kids for the press, using that. And now they're saying they're denied to any dose. In Anchorage, you have those first place 3As, schools, you have wrestling, the people from battle going to way to outside the states to get them, there was a newspaper to wrestle, but in battle they know allowed it, those dictators in the YK for the money. It's not about the health, it's for the freaking money. That's why they're denying that swimming pool or whatever, they make you vaccinate, they get $50,000 or so in each patient where they get sick. And it's all to protect their own career. So that's all I have when somebody came to my office. Have a good day.
Oh, okay.
Stay away from it. Stay away from YK.
Uh-oh. What?
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Go to your visitor. Okay. Oh, my gosh. Another half hour went by. All right. Well, we're going to take a quick break, and that's so you can prepare your thoughts or send your email, and we'll talk to you in just a couple minutes. I'm Diane McGachran. This is Talkline on KYUK.
Talkline is an opinion-based show to share ideas and viewpoints. Statements made during Talkline may or may not be factually true. Callers are encouraged to engage in civil discourse and are free to challenge or affirm the opinions presented by fellow callers. The comments and opinions expressed are those of the community and not KYUK broadcast staff, management, or Board of Directors.
Bethel Native Corporation at 47th Annual Shareholders Meeting Achtikutjali Computer Akun Maich, but Computer Akun Kuyucht Hatayag Nichtikok Ten Klagami Unokomi Makin Kayangut Anutit at Taujimi. Dungau Natin Kuyucht Maitut Kaisen Ilaut Kamuk Abhtun without Shareholder Pack Dani. Jali Asat Nasun Ritnach Kshid without Kayagaruluku BNC Kwani 543-2124. Unakingunung Ktukwagan Bethel Native Corporation.
Attention, Bethel ONC members. Ballots will be used to establish quorum for the annual meeting on April 24th, beginning at 11 a.m. Ballots must be signed, sealed, and returned to ONC by mail or by dropping off at the ONC office. Voting closes at 5 p.m. on April 23rd. A message from the Achayut Sahamut Native Council.
Every Saturday and Sunday on 6:40 a.m. from 4 until 5 p.m., you can hear Weekends from All Things Considered. The show that's run for more than four decades is now available in an hour-long weekend presentation from NPR News, a new show with new stories and new segments each day. It's Weekends from All Things Considered on KYUK.
Due to COVID-19, the Alaska Business Development Center is providing free tax preparation to rural communities remotely from Anchorage. Haven't received your stimulus payment? Ask your tax preparer about the Recovery Rebate Credit, a credit on your 2020 tax return for claiming the payments you are eligible for. The credit will increase your refund or decrease the amount you owe. Send your documents to ABDC for free remote tax preparation. For more information, visit our website at abdc.org or call us at 907-562-0335. This message is brought to you by the Alaska Business Development Center.
Welcome, and we have a couple of callers lined up. So, Grady, the screen is actually the technical screen, so I need to the screen with the names. Great. Patty. Good morning, Patty. Welcome to Talkline.
Good morning, Diane. How is everyone this morning?
Not bad. Not bad. How
are
you?
I'm good. I'm enjoying, hopefully, the last cold spell of winter.
Yes. All right. Yeah. Of Sprinter. We hope so. All right.
So I listen every week, and I won't call unless it's something that, you know, I really have a strong opinion on. Mm-hmm. And I agree with Bethel's city council tax for the sugary drinks. Mm-hmm. I mean, I don't live in Bethel, but I think that's a great idea. Mm-hmm. I really believe that, in order to get to this problem more in depth, is I believe that SNAP benefits should not pay for sugary drinks and junk food. I myself don't get any SNAP benefits. You know, I haven't qualified for any kind of public assistance. And when I did, you know, many years ago, I would buy it on, you know, bulk stuff from Span, Alaska, or mailbox groceries, or I would go to the local store in Ekbak, and I would get fresh produce and, you know, staples for your pantry. And I've witnessed people go to the store on what's called food stamp day, you know, the first of every month, and they have cases of soda, junk food, you know, just things that aren't nutritional. And these families that are going to get this food, you know, are mostly children. Mm. And it's just, it's all, I don't want to say wasteful because, you know, it's food, but at the same time, it could be spent in better ways. So That's my opinion. And I hope everyone has a wonderful weekend, and don't go on the river if the river's deteriorating. Be safe.
Yeah. Thank you, Patty. Glad you called.
Thank you.
All right. We're going to go to Wassley from Etimofluk.
Is it Holy cow.
What?
I'm not from Etimofluk. That's a mistake.
Okay.
Nabaskiak.
Nabaskiak. I knew that. Grady, I knew that. Okay,
yeah,
welcome.
Someone mentioned computers earlier, and I find the computers more convenient to use filing for PFD and others.
Oh, uh-huh.
Yep. And I'd like to quote more of a UPIC class that was talked about. It was on a talk show yesterday in UPIC. The teacher from K-1 and up and the translating part before the kids becoming fluent was my concern. I would find that very hard to do, meaning the kids would be struggling or even failing tests. The translating part would be for the teachers, then put a check mark box before each phrases and have the kids make a check mark to their answers. That's how it's got to be done before the kids become fluent to even start translating. Even small words can be very hard to do. I find that myself. I find translating into Yupik is the hardest because I do it. And translating into English is very easy to do. Mm. I have three languages, and I do translate from Yupik to English. And sometimes I translate from Russian to English, and that's very easy to do. And from English to Yupik or from Russian to Yupik, that is hard to do into Yupik. I may be fluent in Yupik, but I find it harder. And I still use dictionary, even I may be fluent in English. I still use a dictionary to this day. Another subject, someone earlier mentioned the trout. Reminded me the summer back in 2011. I was wondering at that time why all we were catching trouts and little salmon. We have never catch trouts before here at the Kuskokwim River at summertime.
Huh.
I ask myself, aren't these trouts rather fished upriver at Three-Step Mountain above Quixluk?
Uh-huh.
And it may have been that way. That may have happened because, you know, at that time in 2011, March, there was a nuclear meltdown in Japan, and that was maybe three nuclear plants, and that's very big. I was thinking that may have caused the trout to run here into the Kuskokwim River back then.
Huh, interesting.
Yeah, okay, then good afternoon. Good morning. Dasvidaniya. Okay, bye.
Okay, bye. Thank you. Wassily from Nabaskiak. Grady.
I did put a question mark next to it because I wasn't sure.
I know. You were,
I was rushing
all right.
The break.
I thought it was, yeah.
I'm making left and right mistakes today.
No, it's okay. You're fine. All's good. So I'm going to give out the numbers here for you. Our lines are open and our emails are too. 543-5985, 543-2756. You can also call 800-995-8954 and email us at radio@kyuk.org. All right, so I have a couple Tundra Drums announcements that I'm going to read. Let me just reach over and get my announcements. There they are. The LKSD preschool is now accepting applications for 3- and 4-year-olds for next fall. Find the application on the LKSD website under Early Childhood Program. Low-income families are asked to apply because of a grant the preschool received. Drop your application off at the district office front desk, or you can email it to jill_hoffman@lksd.org. Space is limited. Apply early. It looks like we have round two of John Nick. Good morning, John.
Morning. I was talking to the last caller about the trout and all that.
Yeah.
Well, tell you what, I caught trout up here. I caught dollywort and grayling right across the river here when the water was low.
Really?
So they do catch trout here, but I've caught dolly and the grayling when the water was low.
Huh.
Right across by the bars that blew up there, there's a big eddy there.
That's interesting.
At the time I was fishing, it was really clear water.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
I just want to let the person know that they do catch trout here.
Interesting. Okay, thank you.
They catch either the dolly warden or the arctic grayling.
Wow.
And they also catch the orange one. I forgot what the name of that one is.
Mm.
Anyway, okay. It's related to the to the I'm not Grayling, but the Dolly Varden, the other Arctic Char.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Bye.
All right. Wow. I wouldn't mind catching a trout right outside, right at the seawall. Or, well, you got to go to an eddy where there's nice clear water. All right. So I was reading some Tundra Drum announcements, and here's another one. The U.S. Arctic Research Commission will host the Arctic Sustainable Energy Research Conference, a free 3-day virtual conference, April 20 to 22, focusing on community needs and recent innovations. For more information and to register, you can visit, it's very simple, email arctic.gov. There you go. All right. And our weather, I think we all are kind of ready for weather to ease out, but maybe there's one more storm left. So today, let's see. Yeah, today it's a chance of snow tonight, then snow after midnight. Areas of blowing snow accumulation could be 1 to 6 inches. And tonight there'll be areas of blowing snow. Oh, areas of blowing snow in the morning, then snow showers likely in the afternoon. Snow accumulation 1 to 3 inches. Excuse me. And Saturday night, snow and rain showers in the evening, then snow showers and rain after midnight. Rain? Holy cow. And also there's a winter advisory in effect from 4 p.m. Friday to 10 a.m. Saturday for the Kuskokwim Delta coast. All right. We have Ruth from Bethel. Good morning, Ruth. Welcome to Talkline.
Yeah, good morning. I want to talk about yesterday's talk show about they were talking in UPIC about the LKSB expectations for UPIC language.
Okay.
Kindergartners, what they have to do.
Okay.
By the end of the year, or by the end of the year, writing in UPIC. Anyway, I'm going to be calling LKSB people, especially kindergartners, first graders. I would not mind if they repeat kindergarten again, because they're just going to school end of the year.
Mm-hmm.
Like my grandson, he was 5 and he just turned 6. I would not mind, it's state law that we can keep our kids until age, or is it 6 or 7, that we can keep them and let them go to school when they're very, very ready.
Mm.
I know a teacher that did that. Renee kept his son 1 more year and then let him go to school the following year.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Even he was 5. So because it's state law, we don't have to let them go to school if they're 5 years old. Anyway, I would have a suggestion that the kindergartners repeat kindergarten because I know they do what level they're going through. They do them with their levels. So that's good, too, for upper grades. But kindergartners, first graders, kindergartners especially, I wouldn't mind my grandson repeating kindergarten because they're going to school at the end of the year.
Hmm.
That's my, because I know he won't write in UPIC a phrase in UPIC that was expected in kindergarten, because it can't happen because of the pandemic. There was no school
right.
3/4 of the year. Okay.
Yeah.
Good
thank
morning.
You. Thank you for calling.
Bye.
Okay, we're going to go to Alice Crow. Good morning, Alice. Welcome to Talkline. Alice, are
you
on?
Hear
the? Me? Yes. There you go. Welcome to Talkline.
Okay. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
First, I want to thank Sophie from ONC for calling in to remind everyone about the annual membership meeting and also to talk about the balloting and the use of ballots to establish quorum. And I just want to point out if ballots are going to be used to establish quorum of only Bethel residents, this perpetuates suppression, restrictions, and disenfranchisement of those of us who do not live currently in Bethel. And this makes it possible for less than 10% of the nearly 3,500 members to make decisions for all of us. And so towards that end, because questions have been raised, including by people like myself, there is a special meeting that Sophie did not mention, but it's next Wednesday, April 14 at 1:30 p.m. to talk about the annual membership meeting and to have fair, objective, and lawful elections. And I ask everyone, I urge everyone, whatever your view, if you agree or disagree, or if you just need to know more, to contact Sophie. She's very open. Get involved and let your voice be heard. And it's been pointed out to me that I'm just one, and I am. I'm just one of 3,475 members, and this one person supports the sugary tax. I encourage everyone to drink lots of water. I support full citizen rights for everyone. I support everyone, for nobody is left out and left behind. I agree with Gloria and Denise and others who have spoken and encourage people to stand up and speak up. I also join Stephen in thanking Mark and his new, Nepai News crew for taking care of our river. And I acknowledge the birthdays, memory eternal to Uncle Eddie and Sonny's son. And I want everyone to have a really good morning. It's beautiful here in Anchorage after a very windy night.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you, Alice.
Okay. You're welcome. Good morning.
Good morning. All right. So our lines are open again, and I don't have any emails in the lineup here. You can call 543-5985. 543-2756, and you can also call 800-995-8954. You can also email us at radio@kyuk.org. Also, I have to say, those people who are plowing our roads, my goodness, what a job they have done. And it must be a particularly challenging year, but I really appreciate it, and I thank them for doing that. It looks like we have a caller coming in, and it's, maybe not. Oh, okay. I thought there was a call. All right. So, as you know, there's a winter weather advisory that starts on the for the Kuskokwim Coast, starts today around 4 and goes until tomorrow afternoon. And we don't have a lot of events coming up. Okay. We have Dave from Bethel. Good morning, Dave.
Good morning.
Good morning. Oh, haven't heard from you in a long time, Dave.
I've been hunkered down.
Good to hear from you.
Thank you. Good morning, everybody. I'm still alive.
Very good.
Thanks to lots of people.
Mm-hmm.
And especially ONC, YKC, everybody that has helped.
Nice. Do you have plans?
The resupply people, the water people, everybody has worked together. Like we did during World War II. You know, I am a survivor. And I'd like to talk a little bit about what we did back then. I was a teenager, and everybody planted a victory garden. And we can do the same thing in Bethel.
Mm-hmm.
If the youngsters will plant a flower or heal a potatoes in a bucket or something,
mm-hmm.
Let's grow some flowers and beat this virus, get some fresh air, and we can beat it if we work together. The children can plant. plant a flower in a pot in the yard, we can do lots of things together. United we stand, and divided we fall. But it takes all of us as one. And what do you think? Do you think I have a good idea here or not?
I think it's a great idea. Are you going to be planting flowers this summer like you usually do?
Like I what?
Like you usually do? Will you have a flower garden this year?
Every year.
Yes. Yeah.
We started about, I don't know, thousands from seeds.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And we're going to need some help in the park this summer. You know, the ATG Memorial Park?
Yes.
Could use support from you on that, and backup of green up, clean up. We want to plant some more trees out there, lots of flowers. And I remember Chris Cook's Bethel's Flower of the Tundra, his song. And if you can encourage everybody to plant something, even one little pot of flowers, we're going to beat this war. Victory over V-19. We're not going to call it World War II or III. My time's probably up. And thank everybody. Let's all survive and beat this V-19.
Yeah.
Thank you for your time and everything.
Thank you, Dave. And I'm so glad to hear you. It's good to hear your voice, and thank you for calling in.
Well,
you sound great.
Wake up in the morning and look in the mirror like Tundy Rogers and say, good to see you again.
All right.
And thank you. I'm sorry if I went over my time.
You were fine. No problem.
Thank you.
All right. Take care, Dave.
You too. Good
okay.
morning.
Good morning. Okay.
Dave,
wow.
He mentioned Chris Cook's Bethel, USA.
What is that?
Up north in Alaska,
oh,
on the river Kuskokwim.
That one. I think that's what he was referencing, the flower on the Kuskokwim.
Yes, yes.
Anyway, to Dave.
From the villages of the Delta and all around the state.
We want to stay with it, yeah.
Yeah, but no, thank you for that. That's a beautiful song. I really like that. So thanks for dredging that up. Yeah, we hadn't heard from Mr. Trantham in a while, and whenever I have a visitor, I always drive by his place in Tundra Ridge because he's a master gardener. Always beautiful flowers to see. And then I go out to the Memorial Park and show people the Memorial Park. And there's garden boxes there representing the different communities where people had served, where people came from who had served in the war. And it's just a really nice thing to have in our town. We have Joe from Bethel. Good morning, Joe.
Hi.
Is this Joe from Bethel? Okay. Good morning.
I missed that call, the last four numbers of that Talista.
Oh, okay. Just a minute. Let me. Oh, okay. You want to? The number is 907-275-2801.
2801. Okay, thank you.
You're welcome.
Hey, have a good day.
Oh, my goodness. My note-taking paid off, Grady.
No, that's. Today's the day I didn't take any notes.
Oh, I'm on it.
You're on it. Good.
I'm on it.
One of us has to be.
You're having a note day off. So, yes, breathe. Always start with a breath just to keep you going. So we have a few more minutes, so if you shoot us an email or want to call in, we can take your call or your email.
My question is
yes.
If we didn't have this layer of snow,
yes,
would the tundra be awakening?
You know, I don't know. Well, you know what you can do is you can check the trees, because those willows, they start to make their play to come on out. So I would start looking at willow trees. All right, so it looks like we have a call. Barbara from Bethel. Good morning, Barb. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Diane.
Oh, good morning. That Barb. How are you?
Yeah, we're doing good.
Good. How's Peter?
I finally got the call, and we've been listening to you every week.
Nice.
He's doing good.
Yeah, good. Well, I've seen you all in the store, and he looks wonderful. So I'm glad for that. Yeah.
Good. I was looking at my memories from today. Today is the day that we came home.
Came home after?
After he had his stroke, today is the day we came home.
A year ago?
Yes.
Wow. That's really something.
Yep. We're still doing our occupational. We haven't done it for a month because we have my son and his family are here, and they're waiting for a place to stay. So we haven't been really doing we haven't really done anything, but we're going to get back in today.
Good.
And always so good to hear people on the radio.
Mm-hmm.
And everybody doing good, and we're almost at spring.
I know.
Comes and goes.
Well, we have the daylight, more daylight, so we know it's coming. It's just we got to get the weather to catch up.
Yep. And now Peter's going to be waiting for the weather to be good to go out walking. Been talking about when are we going to go out walking. We got to get ready to go out.
Mm-hmm. It's hard.
Yeah, we go. Yeah. We go out once in a while for stuff we need.
Mm-hmm.
Just the walking we haven't done.
Mm-hmm.
And we will.
Yeah.
Just wanted to say hi to everybody.
Oh, good. Well, hello to you, too.
Keep safe out there. River's not too safe looking. When it gets so warm out there.
Yeah.
But we'll all have a safe spring.
Yes, hopefully.
And there's a lot of children that are going to be playing near water, and I wanted to say that please tell your children to be not playing near the waters, because we don't want to lose any children. Their lives are so precious. And They're the ones that are going to be our leaders pretty soon. They're behind us.
Yeah.
As I see a lot of children near the waters when it's warm, and we can't keep children away from water.
That's right. Okay. Well, thank you. I'm so glad you called, Barb, and tell Peter hello. And
he hears you. He's listening on the radio.
Very good. Hello. My sidekick.
Yeah.
Out of commission. Yeah. All right.
People really miss him at the radio, but he'll be there whenever he's ready.
Yeah, when it's time.
Yeah.
Okay. Absolutely. All right.
Have a good, safe weekend, Diane, and hugs to your critters.
Okay. Thank you so much, Barb.
Okay. Have a good weekend.
Thank you. All right. Well, Grady, I think. Hello. Hello.
I had to work one little furble or whatever it's called.
That was a flurry. We were blizzarding. We had a blizzard earlier in the booth, but now it's just down to flurries, which is good. The storm has passed. All is well. We're going to finish up our show, right?
Yeah, it's time.
Yeah. So for those of you who may be going through something difficult now, just want to put out that you know, we're really connected. All of us are connected, and you are cared for in many ways that you may not even know. So I just wanted to share that. There's a lot of ups and downs in our region these past months, and we're all interconnected. So hang in there.
I kind of feel remiss because I wanted to eke this in before you mentioned that.
Oh,
you know, I've got the volunteer DJs at KYUK have got some good shows going on.
Oh,
one of those airs today on the repeat from 1 to 3, and that's